Today's gonna be a good one. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I've got up. Thank you, God. Number two, after watching most of my friends scurry south to weather the long winter of recession and repression, my efforts to hang on in the country where the action's at but the cash is not have finally been rewarded. That is, this morning I've landed an interview for a halfway decent job. Eat less chocolate, Grandma said. Does chocolate make you grow? It makes you grow the wrong way, she snapped. Up instead of down. Grandma sipped some tea but never took her eyes from the little boy who stood before her. Never grow up, she said. Always down. Yes, Grandma. And stop eating chocolate. Eat cabbage instead. Cabbage? Oh, no, I don't like cabbage, George said. It's not what you like or what you don't like, Grandma snapped. It's what's good for you that counts. From now on, you must eat cabbage 3 times a day. Mountains of cabbage. And if it's got caterpillars in it, so much the better. The murder of the primary schools happened and no one held a banner. The hospital relocated and no one soaked their skin in kerosene and threw their flaming corpse at the wheels of the departing ambulance. And when the megastore put the main street out of business and then fucked off after a year, no one commandeered a jumbo jet and eased it into a nosedive.
Good evening. You're listening to the BBC Home Service. This is the news and Philip Kingsgard reading it. Sir Austen Chamberlain, the Foreign Secretary, spoke on world peace at a luncheon given in his honour in London today. The diplomatic corps was strongly represented. He said that the recent meeting of the League of Nations had attracted attention in the country for reasons which one could well understand, and more attention than had usually been attracted by the meetings of that assembly.
She became my aged Lady Chatterley, my jaded Juliet, my latter-day Anna Karenina. But I was just Quasimodo, looking longingly from afar, catching glimpses of her perfection whilst I remained this skinny and pasty and increasingly terrified young man. It killed me.